This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Now we're joined today with Emmy. I just mentioned her before, but she's a data governance and business intelligence specialist, as well as the managing director of EC Integrators. How are you doing, Emmy?
Very good, thanks, Joshua.
That's lovely.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Now we'll start off with just asking you, what is it that you actually do? What is your profession?
Yes, we are an information management consulting organization. We specialize in data, data analytics, business intelligence, and data governance and security.
Alrighty, so I noticed that you're talking about that data is collected at universities. What kind of data is collected there?
Yeah, that's quite a large amount of data that's collected in university. Well, we're starting off with, of course, the student personal information. There will be credit card information. There will be Medicare information, medical history, as well as, of course, the research data, which is very lucrative and very important.
Yeah, of course. And is this any sort of data that we should be concerned about being collected, Emmy?
Yes, there are two parts in the collection of data, right? There's more competition now with universities, so they need data on analytics, business intelligence, so they can merge data sets and build a richer profile of students, right, so that they can attract them, retain them, and also ensure that their learning experience is enriched by addressing more specific individual students' needs. So as well as looking into their well-being, you know, helping them as soon as they are struggling. That's one, on one hand. But on the other hand, you know, while merging all these data sets and building a richer profile of students, you know, this data becomes more valuable, both to the universities and also more attractive, of course, to the hackers, you know, in this digital age. So imagine you're not just selling credit card information, you know, as far as the hackers are concerned, but also they can get your Medicare number, your medical history and credit rating. So there's a risk to student and staff's privacy, and it increases with this richer profile of data.
Hi, Emmy. Sarah here. We hear that this security is at the end of the checklist when purchasing and implementing software systems. Do you think that universities prioritize or have our best interests at heart when handling all this data?
I believe universities always have the students' interests at heart when collecting data. But as you know, universities are understaffed as well and are also under-resourced. So there just needs to be more focus on sensitive data and for universities to actually focus on the sensitive data, you know, with the limited resources that they have. So that can be done by really putting in a strategy to classify the data as well as encrypting the data. But it, as also, you know, it's very difficult for universities to do this because of the spirit of collaboration and open sharing, especially in research data.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything as students that we could do to help or, like, protect our own data from our end?
Yes. You know, as a student, you come and go, you bring your own laptops, mobile devices, and you see there's quite a number of visitors in universities. So as a student, you know, just being vigilant and aware of phishing, you know, the malignant software, making sure your laptops, mobile devices are free, you know, from all these foray from cyber attacks will help the universities, you know, protect the data, not just of the students, but also of the whole university.
How far does this problem extend? I mean, is it just a problem in Australia alone, or does your business work internationally?
Yeah, this is not just a problem in Australia. This is all around the world. And you know that, you know, universities are a prime target for hackers all around the world. I believe it was, I looked at the statistics way back in 2014, and universities would be number three, you know, around the world in terms of cybersecurity threats. You know, first would be health, then second retail, and third universities and higher education institutions.
Can I ask, Amy, has there been anything happened in the past, any sort of noted time where data security has been really breached?
Data security has been being breached. 2017 is the year of cybersecurity attacks and hackers, and we know of a lot of data breaches, around the world, from statistics.
So it's an ongoing thing.
UK, in the US, yes.
Is much of that at universities? Has the data at universities been breached around Australia?
In Australia, we have not heard of it as much, right? You know, but there's also the rule or legislation that's being passed in February 2018, where businesses and organizations and universities are now compelled to inform the public as soon as data is breached. You know, some of these breaches are not as transparent to the public, you know, as soon as they are, as soon as they occurred.
Yeah, of course. Is there a sort of expiration date on this data? How long is it actually stored for?
Yes, the data is stored for long periods of time, I believe, you know, even in health. There will be, you know, up to 25 years. And again, that's also another issue with sensitive data, that there needs to be a classification of it, and so that there needs to be a strategy on when they are supposed to expire and be removed and deleted, you know, from either universities or health or other organizations.
Interesting. Well, thank you very much for your time, though, eh? It's really interesting. We can really look into that more of ourselves. But yeah, we appreciate you having us on the appreciate having you on the show.
Great, thank you so much, and I really appreciate that. Yeah, you're inviting me for this program.
That's so good. You enjoy the rest of your day, won't you?
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thanks so much. Bye.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.